and welcome to the Entirely Other Nate podcast. Code, nerd culture, and humor from Greg Noss. Available online at yod.com.
Unsafe at any speed. So it's 1990 and I'm 22 and my sleek, beautiful fight is still sleek, and beautiful and the blazer that will T-bone me in a downtown San Diego intersection and leave the car in a state that will make the body shop mechanic go wow is still some airs off in the future. I love my Fiat for no other reason than it's a convertible and it leaves my hair in great snarl wads whenever I get where I'm going. I refuse to put the top up because damn it, it's image we're talking about here and damn it, I can use all image I can get. Of course, being a Fiat, the car has a few mechanical problems. Italian clothes and food, yes. Italian cars, no. Fiats are sleek and beautiful, but you don't want to actually drive them. For instance, from the passenger seat, you can see the road zipping along underneath you. At some point, a random underpart of the car fell off and left a small but terrifying hole where your feet go. It's like riding in a very fast, shallow water, glass-bottomed boat. And the stick shift keeps falling out. The ball and socket that holds the actual stick until the transmission wears out. Twice so far, and lets me pull the actual stick up into the actual air and wave it around. I love offering rides to people. Well, get out onto the freeway and speed up to 60 or 65 and the little sewing machine under the hood will be buzzing this high-pitched buzz and the car will be vibrating and shuddering in unsettling and menacing ways. This, of course, is when I point out the hole in the floor. My God, they say, there's a hole in the car? Well, yeah. It's a Fiat, remember? You can see the road. That's why they call it a hole. But what else is wrong with it? Hardly anything, I say. In fact, I do, and then I yank the stick shift up out of the transmission and start screaming and waving it around and looking panicked. It's pretty funny. Unless I can't get the stick to go back in.
The text of this story is available at yod.com. The music provided by Silence is Sexy, under a Creative Commons license. Thank you for listening.